Welcome to 2 inches Deep, featuring your guests, Ali Rock.
Did you get that?
Coach Jackson Bozarth.
This cookie was?
Yeah.
This is so good.
This episode. And then we also have a special guest star.
Recurring guest.
That's right.
Cristo!
Yeah, right. C-Lap is here today.
Chris Lappin.
Coming back from Reno.
How was your six-hour drive?
Man, it was long, you know.
That's what she said.
Oh, it was long. My fault. I didn't know I was too far away from the mic. it was eventful, but you know, I worked my first job today. Mm-hmm. I gave me my first job today at Dickies, and you know, I flipped up the trash. it was a pretty good day. So, shit.
See, when I came back from my six-hour drive, I found out I had a collapse in my spine. That was fun. Remember that? My back was like. And now I was working like an old man. Yeah, gave him the first job, he fucking failed immediately. I gave him one task to do, and he comes back, he's like, dude, the fucking trash is on the side.
Hey, bro.
Trash is on fire.
Well, they set the bag on the top of the first trash bag that was already in there, so I just tried to lift both trash bags up, and it ripped.
Typical football.
Hey, I just play, I'm good at football, strictly football, and I'm not good at...
Resume.
Yeah.
Football.
Not good at taking out trash. Asterisk.
No, it wasn't bad. I didn't give him enough instruction. That was my fault. That, you know, leaders have to take the fall, and that was on me.
You didn't call the right play.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
Coach Jacks,
that's okay.
Just didn't execute.
First job, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real Life Wednesday. So, a couple things about the pod, what's been going on. I know you people on Instagram are like, where the fuck have you guys been? We just didn't do an episode on Sunday. We're working on external things within the pod. Within the pod, there's just a lot of moving parts going on right now. So we took a rest day because we have been just mentally exhausted with the school aspect of things. And now we're developing something that you guys are going to really like. And we're doing it for you guys and the fans. So we haven't been posting on Instagram or Twitter for a while, but we are back with a Real Life Wednesday. We will have an episode this Sunday. Next Wednesday will be... I believe the last show, it'll be the last show of 2020, so we will be commemorating the all-time 2020 moments, and it will probably be us three again. Cristo is going to be with me for a month, so you guys are going to be hearing a lot of them. We're going to be pushing out a lot of content lately. It's just going to be a good time. Actually, we might have maybe one more guest, one of our designers on the show might be on, and it's going to be an actual really fun episode that we're going to do. But today, Ali Rock, talk to us about what's going to be on the show, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so we get real on Real Life Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're thinking of, you know, what would our past self say to us if they saw us today? You
know what I'm saying? And then we'll talk about what we think of our past selves now.
Exactly.
And then what we're going to think about our future. It's going to be a trippy show.
It's going to be like a, you know, travel back in time type stuff before we enter 2021.
Yeah. Anyone want to start?
I think you should start.
I should start. Well, it's kind of funny because...
Now, how back are you going?
I really don't know where we're going to start. What better way to have one of my childhood best friends on who knows what my past self was? What would my past self think of me now? I think Jackson in like 2008, 2009... like idolized a lot of people, so I don't think I necessarily idolize myself, but I think I don't think I'd be surprised in the fact that I have something to do with sports, because that's been my entire life. So I don't think he'd be necessarily surprised, but I think that he would admire the friendships that he's made, and he would be even more happy to know that his friends that he's made now in 2008 to what it is in 2020 are still the same friends, like some of and I think he would be very, I'm sorry. We're having technical difficulties, and it causes brain farts on here.
I just put the cum rag on. It didn't work, bro.
Oh, boy. This is fun. I don't know. I think, like I said, I don't think it would... I would be very surprised of who I've become. But I also do think... that as an 8-year-old you have aspirations that at like 20 years old you're going to do something, and it just sounds like in the realm of possibility, and then you're like, then you get to 20 and you think, oh shit, I'm still living at my mom's house, or I'm still under the same roof, you know what I mean, stuff like that. And I think being 8 years old, 8 to 10 to even 12 years old, you're just immature and you're naive to certain things. So I think I'd be a little disappointed, but that's just kind of the thing of growing up.
Dude, way to be harsh on yourself, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to suck my dick on the show and be like, mm-hmm. yeah, dude, Jackson now is so fucking cool. It's like, I think
you're definitely not humble.
No, not at all. I think I'd use it to be realistic with yourself, though. You know what I mean? Because I'm honestly thinking what my thought process was, and that's incredibly hard, what my thought process was at like 8 years old or 8 to 12. I don't know mm-hmm. why I keep on going back to 8. But as a young one, so like I don't really know what my thought process would have been, but I think when you get to age like 20 or even 16 or something like that, you have aspirations or you have ideas of what you expect yourself to be. And even like when I was 8 and what I thought I would be at like 16, I wasn't that. You know what I mean? It just, you set up expectations and then you kind of stray away from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to be too hard on myself, like, but I'm not, at the same time, I'm not trying to be some rock star or portray myself to be someone that I'm not, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Or that I always had this idea that I was going to start a podcast. No idea. Had no idea.
Exactly. No, I feel that. Well, you know, since you guys did grow up together,
mm-hmm.
I want to see, Chris, what do you think about yourself? Do you see yourself when you were, like, younger? I don't know, Jackson thinks an 8 is a magical number, but
Let me describe Chris as a young one. So Chris and I have known each other for what, 15 years?
Yeah.
15, 16 years?
Yeah.
Chris has been one of my best friends since we were little.
Yes, sir.
So I'm trying to think of like, we always played football together.
Mm-hmm. Always kicked it after school.
We always had this idea of growing up that we were going to be some entrepreneur type esque yeah. thing. We had mm-hmm. no idea what it was going to be, but we were always like, hey, if we do something, we're probably going to do something together.
Exactly. You know, if we were going to do something, it was going to be us like doing it together.
Right. No doubt. So we always talked about that. And then the funny thing about our relationship was that when we were in middle school, obviously, growing up in elementary, we were really close, and then middle school, we were hanging out every day,
mm-hmm.
type stuff like that, yeah. and we would talk about what we thought was going to be high school. Because you got to think, and Ali Rock, I know you can testify to this, is when you were in middle school, like you had this idea of what high school is, and you see all the Disney shows or all the movies, yeah, and you're like, oh, dude, this is going to be fucking turnt.
Yeah, right.
And it sucked because it's like him and I ended up having to go to two different paths of high school and stuff like that. And then so when we were in high school, it was like we would almost like – it wasn't in competition, but we would like compare and contrast and be like, oh, wait, you do this? Oh, yeah. This is how we do things. Yeah. And in Las Vegas, the community is so small where it was like, you know, we'd see each other sometimes. But it was just like there's niche communities, like,
yeah, everything's so different.
Obviously,
even
my community was very, oh, I'm rich, this kind of guy, you know what I mean? Because of the high school that I went to, not that I was ever that kid, yeah. but it was almost like not that I adapted to it, but when you're kind of categorized into that persona, you know what I mean? Yeah. Even though I wasn't, stuff yeah. like that. But I think what Chris is gonna, and I let me know if I'm wrong in this, I think Chris has always been ambitious because. For those of you guys who don't know, Chris is an only child, but he's always had a good head on his shoulders,
yeah.
and he's always had his mom, who I call mom, who I love dearly, and if you're listening to this, like, we love you so much. He's always had like a really good support system with her, a really good support system, and she has bent over backwards to make sure that he was, you know, on the right path.
Right. So I mean, the question is, what would my younger self tell me now, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, or what, like, what you think of yourself? What was your younger self tell yourself too?
What would my younger self tell myself now, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I think my younger self would tell me, like, you know, just to stay on the right path, you know.
Your 8-year-old self is going to tell a 20-year-old to just stay on the right path.
Wait, hold on. Do I have it the opposite way around? I'm trying to grasp the question. Hold on, bro. I'm trying to grasp.
Don't do drugs.
Hold on. So
stay away. 8-year-old is going to tell a 20-year-old, stay away from drugs.
Okay.
Don't do alcohol.
So,
don't have sex.
So then my thing is what can an 8-year-old tell me? What is an 8-year-old going
to
tell me?
Well, okay. So let me give you this way. This is why I try to answer my question the way I did is, what would your 8-year-old self think of you now? Because that's why I was saying, okay, I don't think, yeah. because I look up,
you can't tell,
I don't
yeah,
think I necessarily look up to myself, because like, when I was 8, I was looking up to fucking superstars and stuff like that, you know, the Peyton Manning was my idol growing up. And so I'm asking you, is like, what would you think of yourself now as 8 years old? Like, would you think that you're a cool guy? Because you know how at 8 years old, you think the high school kids are fucking awesome shit. Baller.
No, I wouldn't think I was a cool guy. I just think I, you know, I never was too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think I had my friends and, you know what I'm saying? And I had friends from Gorman. I had friends from, you know, Liberty. And then I went to college and I, you know what I'm saying? I was never one of those kids that tried to like overdo it, try to fit in. And
even as a kid, you were never
I was never like that. You know
Chris
what I'm saying?
Was like, hey, if you didn't fuck with me, you,
yeah, okay. You didn't fuck with me. But at the same time, my biggest thing was always trying to get everybody involved. I always tried to bring the friend groups together and get everybody to hang out with everybody. And, you know, I think that was just a major thing to me, at least, is just on that aspect of things, is just getting everybody together and, you know what I'm saying, just growing together. And, like, I just was always trying to be, I was always trying to be with my homies, and that's what I love to do. So, shit.
Still with your homies, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And some of the same. Some of the same.
Yeah, some of the same ones. Some of them have fallen to the side, though, but hey.
Well, you know what? That's a part of growing, though. Yeah. Adler, talk to us about what you would think.
You know, my younger self probably would try to be nice, like, oh, wow, but I'm going to give it to you, no bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
the 8-year-old self would, like, give no bullshit to you right now? Like,
I don't know if I'd be like, fuck you, I'll fuck this motherfucking pussy. Like, I'd be like, how would my 8-year-old self think of me now?
Yeah.
So I think, like, damn, this kid hasn't done shit with his life. Like, he's 20. Like, when I was 8, I was expecting 18 to have a car, house, and, like, find the love of my life.
Yeah,
and be like set on the right track. Of, like
all of us.
Like, yeah. So I'm, like, you know, I'm already, like, a 20. I'm like, yo, this just little, he lives with his parents. He has a dead-end job. Bro, like, he only has taste of, like, one pussy in his life. Is he living? Is he living?
Well, I don't know if it, like, you guys are talking about this. Like, I don't know if an 8-year-old would be like, yeah, this dude's in one poontang. Not doing much, you know what I mean? Like, at 8 years old, I was thinking about, like,
we were so hard on ourselves, like, the goals that we had set for ourselves.
And that's what I was gonna say. I didn't want to interrupt you with that, but I feel like these, like, as an 8-year old, and I don't know if it's because of, like, Hollywood or the media outlets, because you gotta think, when we were growing up, that was kind of when YouTube had just really started taking off. Facebook had just been created,
Instagram had just been created.
Instagram was going on our way to middle school. You see what I'm saying? So I wonder if that, like, caused irrational beliefs in us and who we had to be, because, you know, everything now is, hey, look at me with my brand new car, let me post it on Instagram or my Snapchat so people know that I'm doing something. But I feel that with a lot of friends now is, like, people are still doing that just to show their other friends. It's like, well, I'm not a loser still, see this fucking Tesla I got.
Niggas are like that tough now. I feel like at first when we were kids, like, Instagram was for fun. Like, we were posting that shit, like, when we weren't even really thinking about what we were posting. Like, we were just posting, like, I go home and fucking post a, what are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck are you posting? Like, you know what I'm saying? You're posting some dumb shit. But I feel like, the transition from when we were kids, it's just more, like, of a popularity contest now.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, it's about who has this, and, you know what I'm saying? But back then, it was never like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because I think as an 8-year-old, you just kind of were like, one, we didn't really have those social media outlets immediately, and we just really didn't give a fuck. But I think, you know, watching TV and having this thing of, like, who you wanted to be had a lot to do with success and early success. And honestly, I just don't think that's really tangible for – not to say that it's not, but I'm just saying, like, it's not – overly possible to just be like 18, have a fucking startup job, do all this. Oh, by the way, I have a kid on the way.
But, like, it's almost like if you have that, though, like, you're a loser. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say you're a loser, but to me, that's how I perceive it. Like,
I think that's a good point, because I think that some people, like, who are, you know, I know some people that have kids right now and, like, are married, and I'm like, hey, are you living? Like, are you
absolutely,
because you're already tied down. Like, married tied down and kids tied down. Like, that is a commitment for life. Like, isn't a loan that you're getting. And so I understand where you're coming from, but I wanted to go back to Ali Rock on this. Is, like, do you... let's flip the question now.
Let's flip the question
and we'll go back in reverse order.
I like that.
What would you tell your 8-year-old self? Now, however, we have done an episode, and this is also on YouTube.
15.
What we told our 15-year-old self. But I think, you know, 15-year-old self... the reason why we did 15 is because 15 is kind of when you find out what the fuck you want to do with your life and how you evaluate friendships and how you evaluate stuff. And so that's kind of when we, why we did that. But let's talk about an 8-year-old self. Let's just go back to, let's just say 8 is the number. What would you tell your 8-year-old self? And try to put it into terms that an 8-year-old would understand, because as a 15-year-old, you understand different things.
Yeah. Man, when I was 8, I had no idea who I was, like, as a person. I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know what I could do, because my parents struggled to get me to sports and stuff like that and other activities.
We had a lot of other shit going on at 8 years old than the average kid.
I did?
Yeah.
But I didn't know you know. I didn't have shit going on, bro.
I am, but
I didn't have shit going on. I'm talking about, like, sports and all that. Like, my parents tried. It just didn't work out. Money situation, you feel me?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I would just tell my 8-year-old self, like, learn to love yourself more. Because that's when all, like, I think that's when all, like, these insecurities, because, like, I never said I was a victim of bullying, but I was bullied. And I wasn't like, oh, my God, I got bullied. Yeah, I was just I just took it on the chin. Like, oh, they said I'm fat.
I don't think that you realized it was bullying, though.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I was that insane.
But when you think about it, sometimes.
I didn't go home and cry about it.
Yeah, I didn't.
It was just like.
Quick side tangent for you both, because I've been bullied before about certain things, but never to the point where I was like,
I want to ask you this,
do you guys ever have PTSD moments about that, where you're like, oh shit, like, damn, that actually, people were like saying that?
I mean, I recall, like, remembering times where I was, like, embarrassed and shit.
Yeah.
Because people do it in front of, like, you know, the boys do it in front of the girls. I'm like, what the fuck?
Trying to be
funny. But then I wouldn't be like, oh my God, that, like, fucking scarred me for life. Like, it wasn't like that.
Good.
I mean, I feel like for me, like, I never had PTSD, but, like, I mean, yeah, there's some times where, like, I'm like, oh, damn, I remember that. Like, it just comes up in my head, and I'm like, oh, shit. Or, like, if I see one of my homies that was like that, or, like, this, like, would say some shit like that or something, I think of it, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
you know what's funny, though, too, is, like, I know some of the kids that said some shit about me, and I just don't fuck with them anymore in general. Like, I'm just like, well, what am I doing that you're doing now? You know what I mean? Like, where, as bad, not as bad, but, like, where I think I am at life, where the fuck are you? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you were bullying me as a kid, but look at you now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's like a reverse psychology thing that we do. But go on. Go on with what you would tell yourself in 8, just to love yourself and stuff
Love
like that.
Yourself and just, like, get into the hobbies that you are doing. Like, just do them to the fullest.
Yeah.
And then, like, I also just had, like, literally one friend. So I would just say, man, whoever you meet, just meet and be comfortable with those people, you know, like, expand your friendships beyond to what
good,
they are.
Yeah, and I think it's good advice for an 8-year-old, too, because I think that as an 8-year-old, you can actually grasp that information and be like, okay, not to say that 8-year-old's going to listen and be like, oh, okay, yes, sir. But I think as an 8-year-old, you can, if someone came up and told you that, I think that you would at least listen and understand what they're saying.
No, and also, I would say, like, hey, go be active. Like, do sports, do everything you can,
yes,
like, give some money.
Good fucking point. I'll go into mine later on, but Chris, what would you tell your 8-year-old self right now?
Just keep being you, you know? Don't try and surround yourself with people that don't want the best for you. And just, I don't know, really just keep being you. I feel like—
That's good advice.
I mean, I had this one instance in college where, like, my strength coach came up to me and was like, you know, Krishan, like, you're a really good kid, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like you're trying to, like, be in the middle of everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to be the glue to everything, you know what I'm saying? And you're not really picking, like, it's like one moment you're this and then the next you're this, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you're
an identity crisis type thing?
Yeah, and you need to, like, really just find out who you are.
Yeah.
Be you, you know what I'm saying? And that's really, that shit really stuck with me, because, like, when I was really thinking back, like, after he said that, it stuck with me for, like, a couple weeks, and I just thought back in, like, my whole life. And, like, you know what I'm saying? I just thought about all that shit. And, like, just growing up, like, there was times where, like, I just got away. I was trying to be too cool. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to be in the middle and trying to be the glue to everything. And you can't be that sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I think we all go through that, though, at one point or the other of life. You know what I mean? It's like you try to be someone, A, that you're not, or, two, you're trying to be the— – I think the glue is a really good— – that's a really good analogy. Yeah. What I would tell my 8-year-old self is, one, be better to your parents. I think – and Chris can know this too. I was a dickhead at one point. I was going through some shit and I didn't understand it. And so what that caused was some of the behavioral issues that I went through.
Another guest star.
Huh?
Another guest star.
Yeah, right. But I mean, I just wasn't a very nice kid at the time. Sorry about that, guys. We had a couple technical difficulties. My dog decided to hop in on the pod. But what I would tell my 8-year-old self is to be a better son to your parents, just because like I said, it's no excuse. I was going through a lot of things as a kid that not a lot of kids have to go through, but, and not trying to say woe is me, but it would reflect in my behavior. And like I said, Chris can testify to that. I was just a shithead. Like, I just...
I wouldn't say you were a shithead, bro.
I was very good in school.
You gotta think, bro, like, I mean, we're like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old, bro, and like, I mean, the shit that you're going through and like channeling those emotions, yeah. And you know what I'm saying, and dealing with that shit. Yes, there were times where you weren't good, but I mean, it wasn't like you were terrible.
Yeah, I wasn't a terrible kid. I just wish that I was better, and I wish I made it a little bit easier on my parents. At least showed them a little bit more appreciation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because as an 8-year-old, like, you just don't. I think as an 8, all the way going up until even 12, 13, 14, even then, like, you just kind of think that the world revolves around you. And I would tell myself politely, just be like, look, be better to your, you know, be better as a son. And then now, because my sisters had just been born, be a better big brother, be there for them, something like that. Be a better grandson, because I would know that, hey, my grandparents, one died. Two had died, so be better than them, talk to them a little bit more, stuff like that, just knowing what I know now. And then I would say something along the lines of what Chris was saying, is just like, don't try to be someone that you're not, because at that age you do try to fit in with the group, do stuff. And I tell people this all the time. Alex and I have talked about this all the time. It's like, I am so blessed with the friends that I have, because I have remained friends with a lot of them for so long. But it's just because I was put in. And we talked about God last episode, and like I said, I never try to put religion on this, but I was put on this earth in certain situations for whatever reason, and I had these friends for life now, and I am so appreciative for that. So I would say just find a better appreciation. And then I'd probably do some cliche bullshit and just be like, hey, keep on working hard. And don't give up on certain things, because I think that at one point I stripped some of my childhood, because I got cut from a baseball team, and I look at it now, it's like, okay, well, since I got cut from a baseball team, I went and played football all year round, and that's where Chris and I really became best friends with other people, and we went and did traveling stuff, and I thank God for that. But I wish I was a little bit, I played a little bit more sports. I played a lot of sports. I played basketball, I played lacrosse, I played baseball, I played football. You know, I did all that shit, but I just wish that I played a little bit more, or kept on going, and was a little bit more well-rounded, stuff like that. But To put it into circle, I just wish I was a little bit more appreciative for some of the things that I have, because knowing what I know now, I just, you know, time is a bitch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We lose a lot of time.
It's going fast, boy. You know what I mean? It feels like it's faster and faster as we get older.
That's what I'm saying. And also, I probably would think my 8-year-old self would probably think that I'm a square. Like this 20-year-old. Like, I was just thinking about that now, because, like, you'd be like, you're still with mom?
Yeah.
Fucking that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I think my 8-year-old self would be like, yikes. Like, where did
you go? I also like firmly believe that my younger self, I would never ever do alcohol or drugs.
That is true. Dare scared
shit. I never believed
that. I had the coolest mom, bro. Like, my mom always was like, and that's what I think my mom for this shit a lot, because she was always like, you're going to do it. Like,
but that's the same thing.
Like, my mom was like, you're always going to try it, but she's like, don't ever get hooked on it, bro. And she always fucking pressed that, and, like, that shit just stuck with me forever. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying? So,
my dad said the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't really remember having that talk so much
with my parents.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to really divulge so much of what happened as a child, but if you're putting context clues together, there's a reason why I didn't drink in high school. But it was weird. It was like a weird transition from last year, where Allie Rock and I both kind of like went out together,
let loose and shit,
type stuff, and then kind of let loose a little bit. And it was almost like, it was weird. It was almost like having a weight on your shoulder, and this sounds like alcohol fucking 101. Like, I'm in a fucking alcohol NA meeting, being like, you know, alcohol just let me lift the spirits off my thing. But it did, in a sense, you know what I mean? It's just kind of. Because I do think at one point I was just this square individual. I was like, okay, well, I go to work, I go to school, I go work out, and that's it.
No.
And I really didn't allow myself to have fun. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really allow myself to enjoy certain things. Not to say that alcohol is the outcome of having fun, but it's just, or the deterrent. It's just one of those things I wish I would have kind of done a little bit.
I was just scared that in high school, because all the kids were doing that, I was like, I don't want to be like them.
Yeah.
Because all the kids in my eyes are losers. And I was like, why would I do the shit they're doing?
And some of them still are, though. Let's keep it a buck real quick. So there are some kids that were fucking partying as a freshman and shit.
Yeah, I was one of them.
And been burnt out.
I was one of them.
Really? Probably as a freshman?
Yeah, I was going crazy. I don't know about y'all.
I tell people all the time, it's like my high school experience was like a movie, but like I wasn't drinking. I was just a part of the social
function. I was drinking,
smoking, and shit.
I didn't do any of that till college. I realized I regret not doing it in high school.
Yeah, I was all over that shit.
Do you regret that at all, or do you?
I don't regret any of it, actually. I can really sit here and talk to you both and say, like, I don't really have any regrets. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the one regret that I have is, like, giving up on basketball. But, I mean, in terms of what we're talking about, yeah, I don't have any regrets in regarding, like, alcohol and drugs. Like, I did it.
You did what you did, right?
And I'm still going to do it. Probably. I don't know. Let's just be honest. You know what I mean?
That's the best line we had.
That's a good point. Let's shift the episode a little bit to this. Is what would because you guys have both said that I'm being hard on myself, but what do you think we have in store for all three of us as in let's say age 30? What are we thinking age 30 is going to happen right now?
No, I think well, because
that's
30,
not a long ways away.
Wow, yeah, it's like 9-10 years for us. So I was like, damn, that's going to go like this.
But
I look back to like when my parents were 30. I don't remember it like clearly, but in their 30s, and they're still like on the come up. They're still on the come up, and they're in their 40, late 40s, 50s, and shit. And I was like, damn. But I imagine I'm gonna have some money, and I'm doing some stupid things. And I think by that age, I will like find somebody to settle down with, like married kids and stuff like that. So, but not like settled down. Like I'm still chasing.
You're hustling.
Still. Yeah, exactly. I'm still a hard ass worker like I always will be.
It's just in your blood, buddy.
Right, and I think my hard work will pay off. I'm like thinking now, like when is this shit gonna pay off?
But
by 30, you should be there.
That's a good point. I think, like I said, I'm a curious guy, so I expect to have some of the same friends that I have now, and I'm sure that some of the friends that I make along the way and shit like that will fade away. But the people that I'm talking to right now on this mic, right, us three, we will be friends for eternity. It's just one of those things. It's one of those creeds that we have. But I don't know. I used to think that I was going to be married at a young age and stuff like that, and now that I'm in my 20s, I'm 20, so as I go into my 20s, I just don't know if that's really in the cards for me. Not to say that, if it happens, great, but if it doesn't, I'm not going to be like, shit, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be upset with myself. It's just going to be one of the things where I just, I accept it, you know what I mean? I accept it for what it is, and I go on without that. So I think when 30 comes around, I think that I'm going to have multiple revenues of income, and that's something that I aspire to be. I expect to have my degree, which I will have I expect this podcast to be blown up by then,
For sure,
and different aspects that we will get into here shortly, and I just expect to be a more well-rounded person. And I think, like I said about myself at 8, about how I'd be more appreciative, I'm sure that when 30 comes around, we'll have an episode like this. It'll be probably 2 inches deep, episode 1,000, whatever it is.
100,000.
Something like that, you know what I mean? And I'll say, like, I wish that at 20 I was more appreciative for certain things, and I'll probably have the same line of wording, you know what I mean?
Right.
I just hope that I'm appreciative, though. And I hope that I make it to 30. Like, I'm not trying to be I hope I make it to 30.
You could die any time of the day and during doing any activity. It's crazy.
And I'm not trying to put a bad thought in my head right now, like, at all, or anyone's head. But I pray to God that my family is still intact and alive and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I'm going to pass it to Chris real quick.
Man, at 30, I know I'm going to be married to my my beautiful wifey right now, currently Beyonce Rogers. She's at the crib right now. I know I'm going to be married to her, hopefully. I hope, anyway. But, man, I just hope that I'm successful. You know what I mean? I'm hoping that I'm a business owner of some sort. That's what I want to be. That's what I'm striving to be. You know, if not that, then maybe, shit, I still want to play in the league. So if not that, then maybe fucking I'm a financial advisor, like I'm going to school for. So I mean, shit, we'll see.
Exactly. And time will tell, you know what I mean? I don't think that we can have any... here's one thing that's always bothered me. It's like this quote that's like, oh, you can't tell future what it's going to do, bullshit, whatever. I think that's absolutely wrong. I think that you are the compass of what you go do. I know that's not, like, very etiquette, but what I'm saying is, like, I think that your actions and the way that you feel and the way that you do things will tell you where you go as a future. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to this motivational thing. This guy, no big deal, I do push-ups in the morning, just saying. Change your life forever.
If we had a camera, you guys could tell.
Exactly. Exactly. You could tell. We'll do on our last video, you'll see what we look like now to what we did when we first started. I mean, we have transformed our bodies for sure.
Yeah.
But I think, so like I said, I listened to this motivational thing and it was like, hey, if you show me your friends, I'll tell you your future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the most true statements ever, is because you're a product of who you hang out with. And, I'm going to be honest with you, I've always hung out with winners and some way or the other. And I look at winners now that have been winners their entire life. And I'm like, you know what? These are the people that I still hang out with. These are people I want to surround myself with. And that will lead me to the successful future that we're all talking about. I mean, wouldn't you guys agree? It's like what you do now does play a future into 10 100%. Years from now when we are 30. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, if I'm going to say I'm going to do something, well, I better get to it. You know what I mean? What are your thoughts?
I'm going to quote a famous movie.
Oh, what movie is it?
You'll know after I say it. Hopefully. I don't know. If y'all know movies like that.
Box of chocolates.
It was something along the lines of that. It was the past is history. The future is a mystery. But the present is a gift. Oh, wait. It was like, today's a gift. That's why we call it the present.
I don't know what movie that's from.
That's from Kung Fu Panda. There's a turtle. Who said that to Poe?
You said that with so much confidence, like I was gonna be like Kung Fu fucking Panda, dude. I knew it.
It's like a famous one because it's just like, wow, like today's a gift. Today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. So like, damn, it's crazy. So I've learned not to cherish every moment. Like when you have to just breathe it in, look around, and boom, you get like snapshot. You know?
Yeah, I think there's a fine line between being very serious about yourself and then actually embracing the moments, because you look at like, I listened to E.T., his name's Eric Thomas, one of the most, like, greatest motivational speakers, and sometimes his shit is really overbearing in the fact of, like, he's like, you gotta fucking hustle now! Oh, dude, he doesn't cuss, but you gotta hustle now! You gotta want it now! No fun, no anything like that, but I think we mislead ourselves. I think if you're not having fun within the process, you're not ever gonna be successful. If you don't find joy in what you're doing, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I really don't weigh my life when I die one day, and I hope that's not soon. That's why I said I hope to get to 30. But it's like, I truly don't weigh my success, like the outcome of my life based on the success I got. You know what I mean? Now, I want to be successful, and that's something I do, but I much rather care about how I am to people than I do about my success. I care about what people would say about me if I was gone and who I was as a person much more than the monetary value I get. Something that I think about a lot.
No, I can see where you're coming from. But like,
there's not everyone's built like that, and that's okay.
That's true. I also I like when I'm in a stressful situation, I'm like, fuck. Like, I'm over here, like, mad at myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I here? But then I look back, I'm like, well, I'm happy I'm here because I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
You know, type shit. Like, hey, bro, I'm struggling. Now I know in the future, tell my kids, like, don't do what I did.
Dude, I think it's great to embrace the suck.
There you go, yeah. You look back and you're like, damn.
Yeah, I've been doing that shit.
Yeah.
That's what I've been trying to do the most, is just when shit gets hard, to just keep going, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that shit just, it's such a good feeling. Like, it's like with my situation in Reno, like, there's been multiple times, like, especially like this within this past year.
Talk to us about it.
Like getting switched to D-line, I was playing tight end. Like, I thought I was going to have like a big year playing tight end, playing fullback and shit. Then we go into the air, and then I get switched to D-line. Like, I got contact traced. Mm-hmm. I come back, and fucking, I'm a D-lineman.
Yeah, they tell you.
So, like, you know, just the up and down. Then I go back to tight end, whatever. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just the ups and downs. And, like, there was times where I wanted to fucking leave, and, like, I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to come back home. I'm going to be with Jax. Like, I'm going to go home. Like, let's just start working on, like, what we want to do. You know what I'm saying? And let's transition into that part of my life. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying, I just stuck it out, and I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to finish and get my degree.
That's exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, this shit, there's just no better feeling. Like, we just finished the season yesterday, or the day before.
Yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday. So, you know what I'm saying, it's just a good feeling to just keep going, even when times are tough. Just keep going. You know what I'm saying?
So true, man. Because I think that while you're in the suck, it's really hard to see the lens and to see the light that you're eventually going to get to. But when you get out of it, you look at it and it's like, dude, as much as that time sucked, those were some of the greatest memories I have. Mm-hmm. And I talk about that a lot where, and I remember my first year of college, I was like, dude, I wish I was playing football and this, that, and the other. And I remember like being in high school being like, this fucking blows. Like, what the fuck am I doing? And then yeah. I look back on it and I'm like, dude, I wish I was there right now. Exactly, because yeah. this suck yeah. that I have right now is just putrid. You know what I mean?
That's funny because we're all saying like how life sucks right now. Like our life sucks, but like we're like embracing the suck now.
Yeah.
But then we're like back in a year later, like, oh.
Exactly. It's so true, bro. Because, easy. You know, and not to say that our life is shitty right now. It's not. I mean, we are all blessed. No. We have the ability right now to be talking about this. You know what I mean? That's a blessing in itself. But I do think that, like even last year when I had gone through a really tough time, I looked back on it and I was like, I learned so much about myself and who I am within that and how I cope with certain things that this is something that I can take with and I can run with it. You know what I mean? And I think for all those people that are listening right now, it's like whatever moment you're in, whether you think it's high, whether you think it's low, it's like at one point in your life, you are going to go through something that you can't explain that mm-hmm. fucking sucks, where it hits you to your core, where you just are like, bro, I don't know how I'm going to get up every morning and I don't know how I'm going to do this each morning. And I'm telling you this right now. If you find a purpose in your life to get up and if you find a way to talk with your loved ones and if you find a way to just be a better fucking person, you will thank yourself. You will thank yourself when you have moments like this and you can look back and be like, hey, you remember when we went through that? Hey, you remember when we were just thinking about that? Ali Rock and I talk about it all the time. It's like, mm-hmm. do you remember when we first started this and we thought that this is what we wanted to do and now look? It's shit like that where it's like we as human beings have to have the ability to adapt to your situations and overcome, believe, see and achieve. You know what I mean?
No, I feel like I've had this. I had to talk with my girl not too long ago. We both had a stressful ass day at work. Like she's not going right. Like you know, we get yelled at. Fuckers are happening left and right. And I'm just like pulling my hair out. She's doing the same thing. But then like I smile. She's like, "What's so funny?" I'm like, nothing's funny. I was like, we're both just sitting in this, like, Dickie's restaurant, fucking, you know, like, acting like we're miserable and shit. And literally, like, in the, like, I'm a year from now, we're not going to be in this situation. Like, and I was like, we're going to be, like, millionaires one day, you know, because we're working so hard right now. You know, like, no one has our dedication type shit. And I'm looking at the people who I do work with. I'm like, yeah, like, there's a reason they look up to me and stuff like that. And I don't even care if they're getting paid more or less than me. It's just like it's not about the pay. It's like how the work I put in. Because someone will notice that I'll reflect and, or, like, I'll do something to where I get the proper reward that I deserve, type stuff. Exactly.
Blow their mind, bro.
Exactly. And like, I know who's watching and who's not, so. And then, unless it doesn't matter either. But.
And sometimes that's the reward. That's the payment, is like seeing someone that one looks up to and then two, seeing your fruits being paid off. You know what I mean? I look at that all the time as like, hey, you know what? Like, you know, I may be working hard right now, but I've taken people who didn't know how to work hard and now they work hard. I'm like, I've been a productive person in society, you know? I've done my part in today's society where I'm like, hey, I changed someone's life in some way, and something so minuscule like that, you know what I mean?
I heard like Gary Vee talking about how he was like 20, like 2 or something. You know who Gary Vee is?
No.
He's this famous, he's like partly owns the Jets, but he started his like wine thing, made a fuck ton of money off his wine liquor store, right?
No.
Yeah, and then now he started his own companies, multiple of them. I think he's a billionaire right now. But he's like, he does a lot of motivational shit on like TikTok and like Instagram and Twitter. And he talks about how like, he's like, at 23, he's like, I was making fucking like $12 an hour working at a liquor store. All my friends are driving there, wanting to be BMWs and trying to be somebody. He's like, and I was fucking happy as hell because I was plotting my thing. He's like, I was working
on socials.
Yeah, and he's all like, his friends are all, they're spending all this money to look at a certain part and like, but they're miserable, you know? They're acting like they're miserable. He's all like, I was happy I was in the grind. Like, I was happy I was in the trenches because look at me now. And they're still trying to do all that stuff, you know?
Fuck, it's tough though.
Yeah.
But I think, let's go back to that topic. I think a lot of that has to do with the social media era that we're in. There's so many clout chasers in the fact of where it's like, hey, dude, look, there are people that are listening to this and I'm not, please don't take this personally, but there are people that have shat on my grind because I work at a barbecue joint as opposed to selling a certain product and go, well, do you see my car that I have? And I just don't evaluate happiness by that, because I think that you're a fucking poser if you think that the car that you have
bring value to your life.
Brings value to your life and who you are as an individual. You know what I mean? I could give a fuck. I've hung out with the richest of rich people and the poorest of poor people. And I'll tell you this all the time. The grinders of this world are the best people to hang out with, whether they're rich or whether they're poor. I don't give a fuck. If you grind and you're passionate about something, I want to hang out with you.
Sure.
That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And Gary Vee is a great person I listen to all the time. I think that social media has created an outlet, for as good as social media is, I think it has created an outlet to be a poser, to be a phony, to be someone that you're not, and to try to impress. I've known people, and I've done it myself, where I've thought about deleting a picture that I have on my social media because I didn't get enough likes.
That's what I was just going to say, is like, it's tough, bro.
I used to be like that.
Tough getting on that shit. Like, there's been times in my life, and I mean, Beyonce can vouch for it. I'll sit next to her and I'll be like, I have to get off this shit, babe. Like, I can't be on this shit because it's fucking me up. Like,
yeah, it's fucking with your head.
There's like people like get on there and just try and act like they got all this and they got, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you just posted this car. Little do you know, that shit's leased, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't want that
you're
shit.
You're making a payment on that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you're trying to act like you just paid that bitch off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just tough, bro. Like, that shit is a real... And I'm not going to sit here and cap, bro. I struggled with that shit for a while because, like, it's just, like, that shit fucks up with your mental, bro.
Well, even in... Let's go outside of the realm of, like, cars and houses and shit. Let's talk about clothing. There's times where I was like, bro, these kids are wearing True Religion.
It's just... What I'm speaking on is just social media in itself. Like, it's just fucking... It's draining, bro. Like, it's being on that shit. I can't keep up, bro.
Yeah.
I'm about to go fucking crazy. I have to do like a social media cleanse for like a month or two.
And that's good.
I gotta stay the fuck off it because I can't do it.
I think that's great, bro. I just think that, like, I mean, I've done some weird shit on social media. Like I said, I talked about where I wanted to delete something because I didn't know if I got enough likes. And it was a self-conscious thing where it's like, do I not look good if people aren't liking this shit? Like, imagine being so... I'm not claiming that this isn't a real life issue. I'm just saying that it's like, imagine being so far in your head that that's what you're worried about. Instead of grinding and shit like that, you're worried about an Instagram post that you made and whether people like you for it.
Or you're grinding for that Instagram post.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying is I've done it. I'm not going to sit here in front like I haven't done it. I've done it, bro. Like, it was funny. I was talking to Ali Rock about this, and we talked about, you know, changing our bodies and shit like that. Is Ali Rock and I came over here when we had started doing the 2 inches deep layer, the studio that we talk about all the time. I had my shirt off. He's like, bro, you got a gut. And I took it so personally, bro.
Nah, bro, because listen,
you
man.
Can't, you can't tell him that, bro.
I've been telling him
that since we were young, bro.
No, because listen, this is the time where...
He's talking about that.
This is the time when it was like quarantine and we were playing golf and shit and we were drinking beer.
We were drinking a lot,
Eating shit, and honestly, I've always had a fucking gut. And I was like, damn, bro, like, your belly's out and shit. Like, and he's all here, like, since that day... I haven't said it since, but bro has been like, yeah, bro, remember when you said this?
Bro, I did take it personally.
No, I think, and another example of that, where Jax took it personally when somebody told him they had a gut.
You could tell this story.
Hey, this nigga came to my crib with a Captain America. And his motherfucker was so tight on his body, bro. Hey. Actually, that nigga's belly was hanging all the way out. I said, Jax, I said, you gotta take this off. I said, I gotta give you a whole
different
shirt.
I was in middle school, bro.
Captain America symbol down the middle. Nipples hard and shit. I was rolling.
I took it personally, though, bro. And so what I'm trying to say is, like, what I was trying to go back to is, like, people in this world take certain things so personally, like social media or like someone that said something, and I'm not claiming you as a bully, either you as a bully, but like, it took that for me to change something where now I shifted my focus and I was like, okay, well, now I don't have a gut anymore. I feel fucking great. This is the best shape I've been in a long time, but I'm doing it for me now, not because Alex said I had a gut or not because Chris I had a gut in 2011. But what I shifted my focus to my success on based on what I want to do now, what's predicated on what's important in my life now. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, and I'm not a motivational speaker by any means, but if people are listening to this and you're going through something like that, is if you shift your focus onto what's important to you and you only, and you got to have that mentality where you just say, fuck everyone else in the aspect of like, hey, you know, they don't believe in me, whatever it is. put your focus into to your own grind and stuff like that, I promise you, you'll see results way faster than you ever did if you're doing it for Instagram, if you're doing it for other people, if you're doing it for clout, whatever you're doing it for, you got to do it for yourself. And I promise you this, you will find more results like that. I promise you that.
Yeah, I agree. I like that.
I agree, dude. It's tough, though,
bro. I'm telling you this right now. As the person that's giving advice, I still do it. Mm-hmm. I still worry about Instagram shit. I worry about engagement for this podcast, but my focus has shifted where I, you know...
Yeah.
Adderall Rock laughs all the time about what I thought was going to happen within the first month and this, and it didn't happen, and it broke me for a little bit because I was like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? But then I started doing it for Adderall Rock and I and how we were going to do certain things, and it shifted, and then that's when we saw, hey, the YouTube started to blow up. Hey, we're getting more numbers. Hey, our Instagram's blowing up a little bit more. That's what we did, and now we're in the same spot, but it's like, well, shit, then we better go put out better content. We better find a way to be better. You've got to find a way to be fucking better.
Trust the process. Mm-hmm.
Trust the process and love the process. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I got to wake up at 6:30 tomorrow. We're here in the lair. Like, what time
is it? You're not going to get
like,
up until 12:30.
Yeah. Probably. And then I told Jackson, he was all like, you sure you want to do it? He's like, I know you got work early in the morning. I was like, bro, we got to put out content for our fans.
And we haven't.
We have to. Like, you know, I was like, I'll lose sleep for this podcast, you know, to make it happen. And I'm not doing this for like, oh, I have to do this for you guys. I'm doing this because like, I want to do this shit, you know?
Exactly.
I'm here.
I want to pull up fucking freezing my balls off in this garage. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do it and shit like that. But it's conversations like this that I feel like not a lot enough young people have in this in our society, because there are the people that, hey, will prey on others' downfalls or others' jobs that I've been told, hey, you know, look at my car and what I have, but you're just doing that. And it's like, hey, you know what, buddy? I'm doing me for me, and that's okay. You keep on selling your fucking whatever.
I'm not gonna get into it. See me in 10 years.
Exactly. And we'll see where we're at.
Yeah.
And then the same thing with we talked about the social media is like, I know people that put on the front, do that shit, and you know, predicate their success on that. And I'm telling you guys, I'm not trying to sound like a deadbeat horse or anything like that, but I'm trying to say is like, shift your focus into you. The moment you put your focus onto what you deem is important, I promise you, have more success. I promise you, you have more success than worrying about what anyone has to say about you.
Put that on a plaque. Wise words from Coach Jax.
That's what I do.
I think that's where we should cut. Honestly, this was a great episode. We talked a lot about our personal lives and stuff that we expect from each other.
It was funny. It was a good one, too.
No, that Captain America, she got to find a picture if we had one, bro.
Oh, no, I got
blue. I'll find that for y'all.
That would have been, like, that big right
we
there.
We should make that, like, the little picture for this episode.
Yeah, we have some. Chris and I have some funny photos.
I guarantee you, he still has that shirt up there.
He still wears it.
I think I burned it after because I was so traumatized about it. And I was like, fuck. But I look back on it today, and I'm like, thank God.
I'm gonna go find it on the internet.
Thank God.
I'm gonna go find the image of the shirt, and that's what's gonna be that.
Thank God he fucking.
Was it from the Walmart section?
It was bad. It was bad, bro.
I mean, hey,
you thought I had a tummy in the summer? Seventh grade was a little rough time. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Jokes, bro.
Yeah, it was rough. Thank God, though. You gotta get bullied once in your life. Mm-hmm. Builds character.
Yes, sir. It is.
Well, listen, thank you guys so much for listening to this Real Life Wednesday. Catch us Sunday for another great episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't feel free to rewatch our other ones, you know, Real Life Wednesday, Faith and Belief and all that. And our other Sunday episode that we did, you guys, I re-listened to it, and it was those starting five Disney characters for a 5-on-5 basketball game. I'll tell you, I was actually crying laughing in my car, bro. I was like so funny. Because when we broke about the, you guys got to get to the part where it says Mufasa. but go check those out. Thank you guys for listening. Catch you next time.